Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
There is this game that you and I have played between each other that I believe I introduced you to at some point. It is called Parts Per Gallon, and I know that because this is one of the names we considered. I think we're going to go through all the names we considered for the podcast.
I know, right? At some point.
And, this is one of the names. And what it is, what it is figuring out how morally gray you are when, okay, the preppers were right. And the apocalypse has come. There's an electromagnetic pulse, whatever, zombie apocalypse. And you grab your bug out bag and you're trying to get somewhere and you need a gallon of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to just say to you, I want to do this action to this part of your body.
Or I want you to trade.
They trade some body part plus action. Mm-hmm. And whether it's you doing to their body part, it's how many parts per gallon are you willing to work with?
Which is such a ridiculous premise, but I love this.
It's like one of my friends told me, you know, when the apocalypse comes, I may not know how to do much, but it's when you start thinking about sucking dicks for gasoline. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm sure some places it's going to be like 5 dicks a gallon. And it's not just gasoline. It's like a gallon of milk, a gallon of water.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do for a gallon of fresh water?
Right.
It's interesting that when I play this game, usually the females are a lot more morally gray.
Mm-hmm.
That we're like, okay, we're used to using our bodies for shit.
We gotta do what we gotta do.
So, So, like, how many dicks per gallon? Are you gonna suck for a gallon of gasoline?
it feels weird saying this like to the, you know, interwebs, because I'm like, it's an action I actually enjoy. So
I could get 5 dicks a gallon from you.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and then you start thinking, like I said, when you think, well, is it a gallon of water? Because water is pretty important.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. Which gets more dicks per gallon? Or what if they say, it's not that I want you to suck my dick. I want to just like squeeze your boobies as hard as I possibly can. Like, and what are you going to trade for that? Is that like a loaf of bread? Is it gas? What body parts trade for what items?
Okay, so it depends on the action. That's the other thing. It's like body part is different than action. Mm-hmm. So when you say squeeze your tit like as hard as you can, I'm like, you better be giving me a damn car. No. Mm-hmm. That's not something I want to be a part of.
You're right. It does, and this is where the morally gray thing comes in. And I think it was for me to understand how morally gray people are in general, as to what. Because like some people, you can be like, okay, how many fingers can you shove up somebody's butt in order a turnip.
Right. Turnip. Ew.
You know, the apocalypse always has turnips, right? For some reason. Like you'd think it'd have a lot more potatoes.
You would think.
But
yeah.
Turnips
corn.
Seem to be plentiful.
No, turnips everywhere.
Corn is really hard to grow, like agriculturally speaking, in science, because science. Corn is hard to grow in North America.
Look at you with your fancy corn knowledge.
I heard it on the radio somewhere at some point. I have no source for it. You're welcome. So there's turnips, and like, what if somebody steals your kid? Like, kidnap trade.
Oh, I mean, I don't have one of those.
Keep it. It's not mine. Who cares? Run away. Ah.
Great. I'm like, okay, maybe like significant other trade.
Mm.
That might be.
Really?
Wow.
You know, if they took my significant other, well.
I could get another.
Yeah. I probably already have an extra, right? Like people always go, you know, what are you upset about? You still got so and so, right? You still got White Nerd. You still got this one. And then I have to consider like a risk reward thing. Like, well, they are stronger than me, so I gotta be willing to sacrifice something. But then again, they eat a lot and they snore. Which I guess is a good early warning system, because you've got to have somebody on watch at all times in the apocalypse or post-apocalyptic, whatever, you know, when the Hunger Games come or whatever it is. I don't know.
And I would say, you know, the scarcity factor as well. Like, how scarce is water? I mean, if we're talking about a gallon of water, it's like, you know, is there a nearby stream?
We always assume that water is the thing that's going to be scarce, even though most of the planet is covered with water. I don't know why I thought a gallon of milk. Like, who's going to want a gallon? I'm not going to care about my calcium intake.
I mean, right? Yeah. Because then you have to worry about refrigeration and all that shit that goes along with milk.
Gasoline. I think gasoline would kind of be the most important thing to me, because although I can always walk to get to more resources. Mm-hmm.
But a quick getaway is always nice.
A quick getaway is nice, and it gives you a bigger radius for, like, searching for dicks and water and turnips and things.
Other places to trade.
Right.
Parts per gallon.
Right. Fingers to stick up butts or whatever they want to stick up. But see, and that's it. You're right. It's a matter of taste. It's like the intimate or disgusting game we play, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some people, one thing is intimate. This to somebody else, the same thing is disgusting.
Right. Sharing a toothbrush.
Toothbrush is the biggest divisive thing in this. People have this, like, reaction. I see our editor over there just cringing at the idea of somebody else using the toothbrush.
Yeah.
And me, I'm like, I could care less.
Right. I'm the same way. I'm exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, it depends on who the person is.
Right.
But yeah, if it's somebody, especially like a significant other, like, please, we share more than a toothbrush. It's okay.
Now, sharing a drink with a child, I have issues with, because they leave floaties in your drink.
Right. And slobber.
And it's nothing against kids. I love kids. I think they're great. I think they're super fun. Slobber. Slobber.
Yeah. Like, if there is drool, like, dripping down the cup when they give it back, nah, I'm good. You can keep that.
I don't have a motherly thing in there, because, like, parents are like, oh, no, you get used to it. And it's, you want to save their life if they're choking on something. I'm like, I don't know, because they're going to slobber and snot and stuff. And it's just, that's my disgusting, whereas sharing a toothbrush is just fine.
I will say, because I've been a step-parent, at least, it is a little different. And, like, I am much more willing to clean up their vomit than, say, a friend's vomit when they've had too much to drink.
I don't have a cleaning up a vomit issue.
Okay.
I'm not a social puker.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to, like, okay, so I used to, so
I say.
Right, so I used to work inpatient, and they always tell you, like, when you first start out, they're like, know your boundaries, know your limits, like, know what things you're willing to do and what things you're not, and they say, you know, because you will come encounter, you will encounter vomit and feces and urine, and, you know, understand, like, which things are going to bother you and which aren't, and, you know, talk with your coworkers about which things you're going to handle. And I was like, okay, like, I'm okay with the, like, if somebody poops on the floor, I will gladly clean that up, fine, whatever.
But if they snot on me, then it's really gross.
My biggest thing was if somebody spits on me. I was like, I'm gonna I'm gonna have to walk away. Right. And I made sure that, like, every coworker I had knew that it's like, if somebody spits on me, I'm gonna have to walk away. Because it's gross.
For me, like, saliva outside of the body is absolutely disgusting. Like, I know you kiss people and you're all good with that, but then, like, if you have to do, like, the vial of spit for the genetics test, then I'm like, gross. Yeah, disgusting. So
that's the hardest thing to do. They're like, oh, it's not that much. It's like, so if I'm gonna sit here and spit for like 10 hours.
So if we're bug out bagging together and I want to spit on you,
Hard pass.
There's no parts per gallon.
There's nothing worth it. Nothing.
So, speaking of that, yeah, pretty soon we've got some things we're going to talk about with boundaries and guidelines and, you know, how to work out some of these things in your relationships and stuff. We'll have those coming up and some special guests, which will probably play either intimate or disgusting or parts per gallon, because I know that I do know a lot of morally gray people, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think we all do. We just don't know it.
So we'll be looking forward to finding out some of their intimate, disgusting parts per gallon secrets. For now, go and make sure your toothbrush is used by just you.
Sanitize the toothbrush.
I don't know. And try not to get touched in the elevator. Yeah, see, that's another one.
Mm.
Are you okay with some, like, elevators and strangers?
I'm okay with elevators and strangers. Mm-hmm. I don't know about touching in an elevator.
Well, not like you just randomly reach out and grab a stranger.
Just going to grope people in the elevator.
But, like, sometimes there's the accidental graze.
Oh, yeah. No, that doesn't bother me.
It bothers people. It does. So, see? Know your limits. No pinching, no poking.
Yep.
And no spitting aloud.
Comments, questions, knock-knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.